Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Tuesday, I began sharing from an article written by the late Dr. Adrian Rogers entitled Giving Thanks Always. It's a commentary on Ephesians 5:20, which reads, Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He writes, I imagine that all of us would agree that this commandment, to thank God at all times for all things, is perhaps the hardest in all of the Bible to practice, but it is the secret to a happy and productive life. To help us understand this verse, Dr. Rogers breaks it down into three questions. We've already looked at the questions, when should we be thankful, and for what do we give thanks? Today, Dr. Rogers addresses the question, how do we give God thanks? Well, how is it possible to thank God always for all things? Beginning in verse 18, Paul says it's possible because of three things. First of all, we are to give thanks in the Spirit. He says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You see, to be Spirit-filled is to be thankful. If you're not thankful, you're not Spirit-filled. In contrast, there is no way you can be Spirit-filled and be unthankful. The mark of a Spirit-filled life is gratefulness. So give thanks in the Spirit. And verse 20 says to give thanks unto God and the Father. James 1:17 says, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Don't think negatively about God. God is good. He is your Father. So in the Spirit, unto the Father, and through the Son. Verse 20 also says to give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You thank God in the name or with the authority of Christ. You don't have to understand all that God is doing, and even if you don't understand it, you can just say, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Make it your daily habit to lift your heart to God in praise as you get out of bed each morning. Just say, Lord God, I love you and I praise you. What a great way to start your day and to live your life. Well, that's comments from the late Dr. Adrian Rogers concerning how do we give thanks? And we'll finish that article tomorrow. Thank you for your expressions of thanks for the radio ministries of WRVM. Your prayers and gifts are what keep the broadcast coming your way. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin 54174. Or visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.